Okay, let's get started.
What's the topic?
First of all, Gemar Tov, everybody. I hope everyone had a meaningful Yom Kippur. And I'm looking forward with excitement to Zman Simchaseinu, Sukkos, Mitzvah Shem, Sunday night. As you know, normally in these Thursday night shiurim, we take a topic in halacha based in one form or another on the Parshas HaShavua. This week's Sedra's Parshas Hazino. Whenever there is a Shabbos in between Sukkos, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, usually, sometimes there's no Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But when there is a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's always Parshas Hazino, as is the case this year. But I don't want to speak this evening about something in Parshas Hazino, but rather about something that was in last week's Sedra, in Parshas Vayelech. Last week we didn't speak about Parshas Vayelech because we were talking about a tshuva topic. It was a Seres Tshuva. So this week I want to speak about something from Parshas Vayelech, not as a makeup for last week, really not because it's Minyan of the Yoma, but rather because Minyan of the Sidra. I'm sorry, the other way around. Not because Minyan of the Sidra, but rather because Minyan of the Yoma has to do with Sukkos, but specifically this Sukkos, this year's Sukkos. Oh. Because the year that just ended, Tavshin Ayin Hay, as we know, was a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, according to our tradition. So on the Sukkos that immediately follows a Shemitah year, as is the case this year, there is a special mitzvah called Hakel. So that's what I'm going to speak about this evening, trying to say, what is the mitzvah? Can you just give me a chumash from there? Just a chumash, right? Any chumash. Especially a chumash. So it's not from Parshas Hazino. It happens to be from last week's Seder, but that's not the reason we're doing it. We're doing it because, to a certain extent, it's relevant this year in the sense that this Sukkos is the Sukkos immediately following the Shemitah year. And the Torah tells us the following in last week's Sedra, Parshas Vayelech. Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, through Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud. Yeah, Vayitzav Moshe Son Lemor Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of the seven years, B'moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos, on the Sukkos that immediately follows the Shemitah year. Yud Aleph Bevo Kol Yisrael Eroses Pnei Hashem B'Mokom HaShivchar Hashem Pnei Hashem Akech B'Mokom HaShivchar. When all the Jewish people come to Yerushalayim on the holiday to see the being the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tikra Satorah Zos Neged Kol Yisrael Boznehem. Read this here Torah to all the Jewish people into their ears. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Hakel Es Ha'am, assemble the people on Noshim HaNoshim HaTav, all the men, women, children, converts, everybody, so they should all learn and hear and learn to fear Hashem. They should observe all the words of the Torah. And Pasuk Yud Gimel, even the little children don't understand. Yishmu, they'll listen. They'll learn. All the years that they'll be in Eretz Yisrael and so on. This is the mitzvah of Hakel. These five psukim, or four psukim, Yud through Yud Gimel and Perek Lamed Aleph, presents the mitzvah that we know as the mitzvah of Hakel.
It's a
Dindar Reis. It's a Dindar Reis, no question. I'm sorry. I forgot the Shas isn't here because they moved the shelf. So you're on the run. So there is it is a mitzvah, the Reis. There's no doubt about that, as we'll see in a second. But what I want to discuss this evening, exactly what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? What are you supposed to do? Who's supposed to do it? How do we figure out what the mitzvah is? Just have this psukim. It's not referenced anyplace else. You're going to hear it at the very end of the Torah. So I want to speak this evening, Hakel, what exactly is the mitzvah? There are a lot of fascinating details about it. We're not going to discuss. Those who are interested, Rav Zevin, Shalom Baruch, has an essay on Hakel in his Sefer L'Or HaHalacha, and many other people. I think the last time, 7 years ago, the Bnei Akiva something put out in Eretz Yisrael, some kind of a booklet, I have it at home someplace, which has a lot of different mamorim regarding Hakel and so on. It's very interesting. But we do find the Mishnah in Maseches Sota and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which I sent them to get, but I forgot that there's no Shas here. They moved all the shelves because they have no rhyme. So the Mishnah Sota and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph discusses different things that we recite as part of our liturgy one way or the other, and discusses which of these things must be recited in Hebrew and Lashon HaKodesh, and which of these things can be recited in a different language. So that's what the theme of the Mishnah is. And one of the things mentioned in that Mishnah is the Parshas HaMelech, is what the Mishnah calls Parshas HaMelech. That's Sota Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of the... So we'll see in a second. It's the first day of Chol HaMoed. First night of Chol HaMoed. This is the beginning of the seventh parak of Sota. Shkar. Beginning of the seventh parak of Sota. So we'll read it inside. Thank you. Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. The mission begins. Elan Amar and Bechol Loshon. These are certain things that can be said in any language. And the first one mentions Parsha Sota. That's why it's in Masechet Sota. Right, v'idimayis and kriyashman davening v'chasamos and so on. Then it says ve'elun amar b'loshon hakodesh. You have to say dafkin loshon hakodesh. One is mikra bikurim. Anyway, it mentions other things. It says uparshas hamelech. Parshas hamelech. Rashi explains over here on lamed beis and aleph. What is parshas hamelech? Mefarish b'sof pirka v'hi parshas hakel. That is a reference to parshas hakel. Notice that in the parsha of hakel that I just read you, didn't say anything about a melech. Didn't mention. Just says Tikra Satara Zos. You read the Torah, it doesn't say who, but the Mishnah understands that it's a Melech. And indeed, later on in the Masechta, towards the end of that same parak and of Mem Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. So here it is. Motzoi Yontav Arishon Shalchag. Motzoi, the first days of Yontav, right? Motzoi Yontav Arishon Shalchag. Motzoi Yontav. Bishmini, the eighth year, B'motzoi Shvias, following the Shvias year. Osin lo bima shall eitz bazor. They made some kind of a bima, a wooden bima in the
night?
In the azora. What's it? Yeah. Who Yoshev Aleh? We'll see. Who Yoshev? I don't know. We'll get to him. Who Yoshev Aleh? And he sat and he read Sadish and Emar. Miketz Sheva Shalom quotes our psukim from Parshas Vayelech, and they have a whole ceremony. This one takes the Chazan HaKnesses takes the Sefer Torah and gives it to the head, and the head passes it on just to show kavod. And Vamelech Omer and Makav v'Korei Yoshev. Now we'll skip a little bit, and then it says. Exactly what he read. Different parts of Chumash Devarim, Eila Devarim Tol Shema, Shema, Vahim Shavu, the whole thing. Okay, so that's what it spells out here in the Mishnah Sota, Mem Alf and Alf. Rashi says, B'shmini, B'gmar Park, B'shmini, Sakada, Hamad, Motzoi, Yantav, Arishon. Shanina, Eima, B'shmini, is not the, Shmini means the eighth year. Motzoi, Shrias, B'sukkis, Shabitchila, Shnas, Ashminis. Sukkis at the beginning of the eighth year. First and the next set of seven. Make a bima fine, Shanema, Miket, Shavashonim, B'sof, Shavashonim. V'osa kriya al yad melechi. Rashi said this kriya, even though it doesn't say in the Torah specifically, is done by the melech. K'detanya b'sifrei, quotes the sifrei b'parshas hamelech, es mishnah Torah zos, ein karim b'yom hakel el b'mishnah Torah. You only read mishnah Torah, that's the nickname for Devarim. That's what Rashi says. So it sounds like, according to Rashi, there's a sifrei that says that the person who reads this has to be the melech, even though that, I just said that that's not exactly specified 100% in the Torah. It's interesting.
The whole sefer?
Well, so the Mishnah goes on the list, chunks of it, good parts of it. So the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, it's Perek Zion Mishnah Ches, and it says there, Parsha Melech says, you know, the words of the Mishnah are the same. But over there, the Tiferes Yisrael, from the, you know, the Yisrael Lifshitz, the regular commentary on the Mishnah, is in Os Nun Beis, in the footnote, he's footnote Nun Beis, he says, Afal Gav Shebetor Lo Nizkar Shikra HaMelech Davka. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Melech has to be able to read it. He says, Vesu, second of all, Hatinach Bezman Sheish Melech, Kishain Melech Mikar. What happens to this mitzvah when there's no Melech? I mean, the Torah doesn't make a Tali and a Melech, so what happens to the mitzvah when there's no Melech? Benirali, the Masha Melech, Kore Zem, and Rabbanon. The fact that the Melech, so David said before, is right, it's a mitzvah deraisa, the fact that the Melech reads the Rabbanon, Kedelitain covered Latar. That's the biggest honor that the Melech should read it, right? The Gam Kedeshi's Haru Tvei Mitzvah Latar. People will be more impressed and they'll be more careful about the mitzvahs. Sheyiru b'sheyiru shegam melechai v'shmo mitzoseh. Kol shekein kol yachid. If the king has to keep these laws, something certainly we do. Okay? Miru b'sman she'ein melech lo hayo mevatlin ha'aseh. When there's no melech, they weren't mevatlin ha'aseh. Ela kore oso godol shebetzibur. Rather godol, calling godol, Rosh Sanhedrin, somebody else. That's the Tiferes Yisrael. So he says the fact that the king reads is a din de rabbanan. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The fact that the melech, again, because as I stress, the pasuk psukim never say that the melech wants to read it. However, it's interesting, the Tosfos Yontif on the same Mishnah, again, it's Mishnah Zion, Perek Zion, Mishnah Ches and Sota, Tosfos Yontif, B'dir Masav HaMelech Omeid, he says, Osa Kriya De Melech, Kedetanya B'Sifri V'Parshta Melech, he quotes that Rashi, and he says, V'Dikdakti V'Lo Mitzosia, I looked here, and I didn't find any Sifrei. Rashi quotes a Sifrei, maybe at a different girsa, although we'll see later that isn't a sifrei, but the Tosfos Yontif, I couldn't find it. Tosfos Yontif presumably looked in the sifrei, as I did when I first saw the Rashi. The sifrei here in Parshas Vayelech, on the psukim of Hakel and Taka, Tosfos Yontif is right. There's no such sifrei. Okay, I didn't find it. Kim Zeo Mishnah Torah Acherim. It is in the sifrei that it has to be Mishnah Torah. but not to the Melech Reads. It's Acherim Omrim Ein Karim Biom Hakel El Mishnah Tor Bilvad. That's what it says. We'll see later. This is a Sifrei in the Parsha HaMelech, back in Parsha Shoftim, when it talks about the king. But the Tosafot said, not like Rashi seems to imply that it's absolute that has to be read by the Melech, at least from that Sifrei. Aval Dover Halamed Minyonahu. However, you can learn it out from what it does say in the Torah. Because who was being spoken to in these psukim? If you look carefully, in the psukim right before the mitzvah of Hakel, it says, Vayichtov Moshe, right before that, it says, Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua. A few psukim earlier, in Pasuk Zion of Perek Lamed Aleph, it says, Moshe summoned Yehoshua. So these words, the Chor was spoken to Yehoshua. So it says in Tosafot Yontif, Shemoshe Omer Yehoshua Tikra. Moshe was talking to Yehoshua. Yehoshua Melechoy. And Yehoshua had the status of a Melech. Yehoshua had the status of a Melech. So Mela says the Tosafot Yontif, that's probably the pshat. In which case, it's not like the Tiferes Yisrael is saying that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Tiferes D'Rabbanan. According to the Tosafot Yontif, it's not a Din D'Rabbanan. It's learned out from the Pesukim. Moshe said it to Yehoshua. Yehoshua had a Din of Melech. And also in the Sefer Bechor Shor, which is Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, one of the Balei HaTosas. But I should mention now, we'll come back to it later, but most of what I'm presenting this evening is from based on an essay in a Sefer called Mitzvos HaMelech. Mitzvos HaMelech is a very wonderful Sefer by a Rabbi, contemporary Talmud Chacham, Chicago, but Israel Tzement is his name. I don't know him. But he has a very fine Sefer on the all the mitzvahs I say, three volumes, and I just came out of Losa, first volume of Losa says also, goes through all the mitzvahs of the Rambam, and he analyzes and presents very nicely. So he referred to this Bechor Shor over here, and he says on that Pasuk in Vayelech, Perek, what do you say, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tikra Sator Lehoshua Hoya Mitzavet, Ulechach HaMelech Kore Oso. The reason it's done by the king is because it was commanded to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua had the status of Melech. Okay, so Mamela. Mele, it's read by the Melech. Interestingly enough, in the Kiryas Sefer, which is earlier, which is later, the Bechor Shor is a, it was a Rishon, the Talmud Rebbeinu Tam, the Balei HaTosas. But the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chagiga, which is Kuf Nun Ches, he says, HaMelech hu shikar his name, kidiksiv tikras ha-Torah zos, u Moshe Melech haya. Moshe also the Din of Melech. We had, that's going to be in Simchas Torah, he bishur Melech. Some say the reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe was a Melech also, even though it's not talking to Moshe, Moshe was a Melech, Yeshua was a Melech, okay. So therefore, according to these authorities, it seems to be it's more than the Din D'Rabbanan, like the Tiferes Yisrael said. Hold that thought, we're going to come back to that. I'd like to just look for a moment now at the question of what exactly is the mitzvah? We know what you're supposed to do, but in terms of presenting the mitzvahs, what exactly is, who's obligated and what has to happen exactly? We have a general thing, we know the Jewish, is it a mitzvah everyone to come? Is it a mitzvah on a melech to read? And what exactly is the mitzvah? So it's interesting, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, Sefer Halachas Gedolos has a minyan ha-mitzvahs at the beginning, and in his minyan ha-mitzvahs, in the mitzvahs asay, we call mitzvahs kum asay, number kuf samach beis, in this edition, is mitzvahs hakel. So he said, it's a mitzvahs asay. It doesn't tell you anymore. It just says that's the mitzvah of Hakel. Okay, mitzvah kuf samach beis. It says mitzvah of Hakel. Now, in this edition of the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, this was printed by Rabbi Avram Shimon Traub. Okay, so he has Ha'aras on the bottom. So in Ha'ara Mem Gimel, he says the following. He says, Choshev bekan, chishev bekan ha-mitzvah ha-mutelas al kol yochid leilech hu v'noshov v'tapov. He understands that since he puts this in the mitzvahs kum asay, all the mitzvahs in this, the way the Bahag divides it up, all the mitzvahs in this section are mitzvahs obligatory upon an individual person. So he says he's referring to the mitzvah on every Jew to go and listen. So according to him, according to Rabbi Traub's understanding of the Bahag says there is one mitzvah upon all the Jewish people to go listen. Every Jew has an obligation in the Sukkot after the Shemitah to go listen to the Melech read the parashas of Hakel. Okay. Then he says, V'chishwa gam kein beparshalios mitzvahs ha-melech v'tzibur. He notes that later on, in another section, that he calls parshios ha-mesurim l'tzibur, mitzvahs on the tzibur, in number samech hey, which is his last one on that list, is parshios hakel. What comes out is that according to the Bahag, there were two different mitzvahs. Two of the Tayag mitzvahs are related to hakel. One, according to this Rabbi Traub's understanding, according to the Bahag, there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is every Jew has to go listen, and then there's another mitzvah on the tzibur, which he says that's the mitzvah the melech representing the tzibur has to read it. Right? There's one mitzvah on us to listen, one mitzvah on the melech to read. That's the way he understands the Bahag. Yuchum Fischel Perlo We've quoted many times in the past. Rav Avishai Perlo wrote a classic commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Usadya Gaon. Okay, so as I pointed out many times in the past, in these and other shiurim, Usadya Gaon, his a very cryptic, poetic presentation of the mitzvahs. So, you know, you have basically two lines from Usadya Gaon and 30 pages from Rav Avishai Perlo, you know, explaining what he meant and so on and so forth and going through all the shittas. So, on Asei Tes Zayin, he understands that to be referring to Hakel. That's Asei Tes Zayin of the Usadya Gaon. We'll get back to his own sheet. This is page Kuf Chof Zayin Amud Dalin, his pagination. So I say Tez Zayin, he says, Ve'ein Sofik, but also Shom Parshas Hakel. He's talking here about Parshas Hakel. Behind him is the Khan, Mona Hamitzah Mutelis Chova Al Hamelach Likros Alif Neha'am, She'ena Ela Mitzah Sayachid. He understands that the mitzvah on the yachid is a mitzvah on the melech, not the way. And you can definitely read the Bahag that way. That's how I first, when I saw the Bahag before I read the commentary, I thought the Bahag, there's no question the Bahag counts as two mitzvahs. I thought the first mitzvah is on the melech to read, and then the tzibur is on the tzibur to come. Not an individual mitzvah to come, but a mitzvah on the tzibur as a whole to come. Again, that's not the way this Rav Traub understands. He understands the individual mitzvah on every single individual Jew, man, woman, and child, and the tzibur is the melech to read. But the Rav Sadya, the Ruchim Perlo, understands the Bahag differently, understands the way I first read it. Namely, Mishum the Khan Mona HaMitzvah Mutelis Chova Al HaMelech Likros, it's an obligation on the king. It's a Chovas Yochid. L'Sha'ena El HaMitzvah Yochid. Then Vishon b'mispar parshas, he's referring to the Bahag. Vishon b'mispar parshas, Mona HaMitzvah tells a tzibur lehi kohel lios no adim lishmoa kriyas hamelach. The tzibur, that's the mitzvah on the tzibur, to be there to listen. So it's not an individual obligation upon me, you, and you, and you, but it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, so to speak. And you're supposed to be part of the tzibur, but it's not an individual chov, it's a chov as a tzibur. You follow? So, like Kriyas HaTorah, perhaps. Some say Kriyas HaTorah, not an individual chov on me. That's the old question. What the you know, whether Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas atzibur, chovas ayochid. You know, I told that story. You know that the famous story with the Rav, Rav Chaim held it. Rav Chaim Brisker held it. It's a chovas ayochid. And Rav Salvage's other grandfather, Rav Feinstein, his other grandfather held that it was a chovas ayochid and chovas atzibur, I mean, which is the pashas. And he found the Ramban, which was pretty muchach that it's a chovas atzibur. So, but he knew his very well. So he told the story when he told this over to Bartok. When he told this story over to, he told this raya, the Ramban, he said to Rav and his young man, he said, I'm bringing you a raya, it's a chovas atzibur, but don't show this Ramban to your father, to your other grandfather. Because by the time he finishes reading the Ramban, not only it won't be a kash on him, it'll be a riot to him. By the time he forces the Ramban anyway. But the Rav also agreed that it was a chovas hayochet. So I remember when Rav was nifter, it was Chalmoid Pesach. So we had here from Teaneck, buses went up to Boston. So we left very early in the morning. It was Erev of the last days of Pesach. It was a Sunday, Erev of the last days of Pesach. So I've told this before. We went up to Boston and we left here before. It was still dark out. We couldn't daven here. We davened on the bus. And we got there. We didn't have a Sefer Torah. And we came back to Teaneck after Levi. We came back here at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we hadn't heard Laning. So people were asking me, you know, should we make a minyan now for Laning? So I said, look, it's probably a Chovas HaTzibur. But we went to the Rav's Levi. For the Rav, we better. So I remember we laned here like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, but so that's according to the. But what Perlo is saying is that according to the Bahag, there are two mitzvahs, but one is a chovas yochid on the melech to read, and there's a chovas hatzibur, so to speak, to assemble. So that's I think that's what Bahag means, with due respect to this. He could be right, but I'm just saying it's another way to look at it. There's also another opinion among the Mona HaMitzvahs. Well, first of all, I should read the Yerayim, because the Yerayim also understands like that. The Sefer Yerayim, this is the old version, as you can tell from the cover. The old version, it's Simon Reish Pei Tes, and the new one's Reish Samach Vav. It says Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheyikra HaMelech Sefer Eila HaDvarim. That's Mitzvah Reish Pei Tes. The Mitzvah on the Melech to read it. Bahakil says in Parshas Nitzavim. Mitzvah Yelech, but Nitzavim Yelech are often together. They call it Nitzavim. Okay, and it quotes the Psukim. Then in this edition, it's the next one. Simon Reish Sadi, and the other versions is Tav Lamed Gimel. Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Bikro HaMelech HaDvarim Sheyavu Kulan Lishmoa. So he also has two mitzvahs, but it's the way of Ruchem Vashem Perlo understands the Bahag too. So, okay, the Bahag maybe can go either way, but the Yerayim is clear. The Yerayim is clear. The two mitzvahs are one mitzvah on the Melech to read, and another mitzvah on the Tzibur, Sheyavo, Kulam, Lishmo, Dixiv, you know, everybody should come. So that's the that's certainly the way the Reim learns. In the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, it's called the Azharos of Shlomo Ibn Gabiro. So he has in Nun Beis, he has Parshas Hakel, and the Zohar Ki on the bottom, which is from the Tashbats, Zohar Ki writes, "Uparshas Hakel Mitzvos Asela Hikahel Bechagasukas Motzoi Shmita Shenemar," and so on. Hakel Mitzvos Asela. Okay, so he says basically the Mitzvah of Hakel has one thing, namely a Mitzvah for the people to get together. And somebody has to read it, but again, as we said, perhaps, this may depend upon whether the Melech issue is the Rabbanon or the Raisa. Right? So hold that thought, but I'm saying, but according to the Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, as understood by the Rashbats, there's only one mitzvah in this mix, and the mitzvah is on the tzibur to come listen to the Torah being read. Memela, somebody has to read it, but I mean, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a tzibur dekha mitzvah. That's how he counts it. That's how the Azharas of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabiro and the Zohar Kiyah. Okay, what about the Rambam? So in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, now Mitzvos Asei Tez Zayin. The Rambam writes, he should see one or a different angle. Lehakhil Es Ha'am. There is a mitzvah upon somebody to assemble the people. B'yom Hashem Shal Sukkis Motzoi Shmita. As we'll see, not at night, the years before. Likrok tzas parshios b'mishnah Torah b'oznayim, to read certain sections of Devarim in their ears. Umro hakel es ha'am anoshim, etc., etc. V'zuhi mitzvahs hakel. The Rambam tells us very interesting. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah lehakhil es ha'am, which is a simple reading of the pasuk. Hakel es ha'am. There's none of the other people who he's quoted mention that. They mention the mitzvah to come. They mention the mitzvah of Melech to read. But as to the words in the pasuk says hakel es ha'am. There's a mitzvah to assemble the people. So that's how the Rambam writes. There's a mitzvah. Doesn't say who, but the pasuk says that would be the Melech. Right? Who else has the authority, so to speak? The Melech, the leaders, wherever it is, to assemble the people. You have to summon all the people. Hakel es ha'am is a simple reading of pasuk. That's how the Rambam writes here in Mitzvah Tezayin. What's interesting is, for the sake of full disclosure, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that was put out by Rav Kafach, the great Taimani, translated from Arabic directly. Himself was he spoke Arabic, and he disagrees sometimes with other translations. Again, the Sefer HaMitzvos was written originally in Arabic, so the way I just read it, that's how most all the regular versions have it. Mitzvos Tezayin is he should Mitzvos Asei Tezayin is he should Sivon Lahakil as Om. But in Rabbi Kafach's version, it says here Yud Tazayin, Hamitzah Shezay Hatzivu Shenitzina Sheyikahel Ha'am, the people, which is like the second, they should come, which is like the, which is like gathered. They should be gathered, right? Not that it's a mitzvah on a particular person to gather. They should, no, he doesn't spell it that way, but it's right. What else does it mean?
Yikali.
All right, same thing. Okay. And Shane Shalsuk, so I'm just saying he has that. However, the fact of the matter is that the Rambam presents the mitzvahs, as we mentioned in the past. The Rambam presents the mitzvahs actually has three different presentations of the mitzvahs. You have the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's the main one, that's the big one. Then you have what's called the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah has a short version, which follows the same order. Right. So there, in Mitzvah Tez Zayin, it also says Lahakio. Huh? Yeah, one second, I'll get that. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I forgot. I keep forgetting those farm here. Rambam Karbonos, Mehilas Chagigah. So in the Minyan, what they call sometimes the Minyan HaKotzer, the short version, the Rambam there also says Lahakio. Okay, so I don't know, and then another place where the Rambam presents the mitzvahs is in each section of the Mishnah Torah, prior to dealing with that particular topic, he tells you which mitzvahs are covered in this section. So in Hilchas Chagiga, which is where he discussed the mitzvah of Hakel, in the Koseres, in what they call the Koseres, sometimes they call it the Rimzeh HaMitzvah, there also the Rambam writes Lehakil. And that appears in Rabbi Kafach's versions also, so I don't know. And finally,
I understand, what's the difference between...
Because lahakhil means the way he says it, the Arab version of the Sefer HaMitzvah, he said, Tzivonu lahakhil es ha'am, there seems to be a mitzvah upon somebody, the choba, the person. The other way is, or at least as a tzibur, yeah.
Not
to come together, you gotta to assemble. Okay, nobody said.
Hakhil means
No, but lahakhilm is nifal, means somebody's got to bring together.
It's a hifil.
Yeah.
I mean, the other way?
The other way, each person has to go.
But it doesn't say go.
I understand.
The word kuf hei lamin has to be.
What? Lehi kohel.
Means to get together.
So but doesn't mean it's a mitzvah.
To show up?
Yeah, but that's different than saying it's a mitzvah upon one person, okay. To summon everybody. So if you take a look in the Koseres of Hilchos Chagiga, like we just said, the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, so there the Rambam does, according to this, says, Vav is lahakil esa'am, okay? And indeed, in the beginning of Parag Gimel of Hilchos Chagiga, and that's the fourth time, I guess, where the Rambam discussed the mitzvah itself, mitzvahs asay lehakil es kol Yisrael anoshim v'noshim v'taf v'chol motzoik shmita kashiyal regularly calls by his name and atar, and so on and so forth. So, it's just interesting. The Rambam formulates it that there is a, you know, kind of a mitzvah on an individual. But what the Rambam does not mention is any chiv whatsoever on a melech to read. I mean, I shouldn't say any chiv. He said the chiv is to come hear it.
And which means,
the Mishnah calls it Parshas HaMelech. Okay?
Right,
we know that, we said before we came, that we know there's a melech involved. Okay? But the Rambam does not, and again, we'll go over again for those who have stepped out. Again, certain Mona HaMitzvahs, go back. Okay, the Bahag and the Sefer Yerayim count as two different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah on the Melech to read the parshas included in the Hakel, and another mitzvah on the Tzibur to come to hear it. We said it's like Chris Hatar, a mitzvah on the Tzibur, probably, not a mitzvah on every individual. That's how they learn. We mentioned the Pshon Yud Gabiro counts it only as a mitzvah on the Tzibur to come. The Rambam has this unusual expression of the Hakel. Okay? No, Lirik is not every individual.
Right, the same thing.
Right, but according to the Rambam, it's Lahakil, right? But the Rambam doesn't say anything. I don't want to say he doesn't say anything. He does mention in Parag Gimel.
That's one of those funny
things. He says...
Someone throws a party and no one shows up.
Yeah. So again, there in Parag Gimel, if the Rambam even doesn't even mention anything about the Melech reading it. Okay? Later on, in Parag Gimel, he says, Parag Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Melech Hush Yikrabo's name. Oh, by the way, it's the Melech who reads.
So,
yeah, it sounds like it's almost a minor detail. Now, the question is, why does the Rambam count that as part of the mitzvah? So, if we go back to what we said before, so let's go back again. Again, some people got to step out, so I'll say it very quickly. Okay? We mentioned before that the Teferis Yisrael on that Mishnah Sota says the fact that let's remember, I stress, the Psukim never say anything about the Melech reading. Okay? So the Teferis Yisrael said, yeah, it's Drabanan. The fact that Melech reads only Drabanan. Tosis Yontif said no. Tosis Yontif says you double. I mean, you know, learn from the Psukim. Who are the speakers here? Moshe and Yeshua. They like here Sefer HaTekhet. They both had a din of Melech. So from there we learned that it had to be the Melech. So it's conceivable. Okay, one could suggest. Well, we'll get back to that in a second. That's why I mentioned the one other opinion, which is interesting. Also, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch. This is Mitzvah Tav Reish Yud Beis, second to last of all the mitzvah. Yeah, right before Ksivah Sefer Torah. So the Sefer HaChinuch counts this mitzvah, and he says, "Shinstavino sheyikahel am Yisrael," right? And they should get together, right? It will sound like the Rambam, but not the Rambam. Not that someone has to do it, but the people. It's a din of the tzibur. But he says at the end, "But overall, zeh bein ish bein isha v'lo ba b'moed asal shmodu b'etor v'chein hamelech im larot zalikros bitlu aseizeh." He kind of hedges his bets. There's two parts of the same mitzvah. He only counts it as one. There's two things. The people have to come, and the melech has to read. If the people don't come, and or the melech refused to read, bitlu asei zeh v'onshom gadol ma'od, kizos ha-mitzvah amod chazak v'kavod gadol b'das. Okay, so that's the same for chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, is that really true? The Minchas Chinuch writes in Os Beis, he says, v'hinu mevor b'shas tzotem em alef, omen alef, ta melech hayakar, like we read. The Eini Odeh, I don't know where that comes from. Im Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is it Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Maybe. The Dafka Melech. V'im Ein Melech B'Yisrael, Ein Mitzvah Klal. And if there's no Melech, perhaps there's no Mitzvah at all. Im Kain, if so, says the Minchas Chinuch, Ad Shol HaMelech, until the days of Shol HaMelech, Lo Niskayim HaMitzvah Zu. Is that possible? He says. The Efser, the Lam Dafka Melech. Maybe it doesn't mean only Melech, it means Rak Gadol Shebedoro, whoever the leader is. HaMitzvah, Lo HaMelech, V'cheinir Mitzad HaSvar. He said, that's what I think, Mitzad HaSvar, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so again, they're all grappling with this issue. Okay, in the footnotes in this new edition of the Mechon Yerushalayim in footnote days, he says, he mentions about Yeshua being the Melech. He says, "V'shapi Yeshlom b'dechol haShoftim din Melech Hayalahem." He said it can't be true that no one did this mitzvah until the days of Shalom Melech. So with the Shofta Moha.
Okay.
But they had a din of Melach Lis for this din. Okay. Anyway, and then he discusses what quotes from the Adereth. Adereth was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rashi Ben Panovich. So he says, what about the Chashmonoim? Did they have a din of Melach? Okay, good. And so other things you can discuss. What's interesting is that same Sefer Yerayim that I quoted earlier, and it appears as well in the Smag. The Smag is in Mitzvah Reish Lamed at the end. He says, HaMelech Kishu Korei Mivarach Lefaneho Ulachreho. Right, like Kederach Mivarach Mekhtan Nes, like when you get Aliyah. And then there are other brachas and so on. Uminayin Shezeh Shomer Tor Tikra Tor Shem Melech Dibar Kosov. Who says it's in the Melech? So we said that the Pharisees says Dorabonim. The Tosos Yontif and others say it's from the fact that Moshe and Yeshua were like Malach.
Maybe every
single person has to read. He said, Dover Nevi'im Lamadnu. It's from Nevi'im. Divrei Kabbal. Why? Shenemar by Yoshiyahu, by Yishlach HaMelech. There's a Psuk in Malach and Beis, Perchav Gimel, Psuk Malach and Beis. By Yishlach HaMelech, by Yosu, and so on. It's by Yikra, but his name is called Divrei Abris, Hanim, so Beis Hashem. Okay, he says, from the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, when they found the copy of the Sefer Torah, Zaftorah, on the second day of Pesach, I think. So that's how we know that it's a Melech. Now, it's interesting, so one could say, now one second, what we're bothered by the fact that why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs does not mention at all that the Mitzvahs, the Melech, does it, okay? In fact, doesn't mention the word Melech at all in the entire, presentation. Just says, No, I'm talking the Sefer Mitzvahs. Paragimel, he mentioned it almost incidentally. Paragimel HaGimel. Okay? But he doesn't mention it in the Sefer Mitzvahs. So one could argue the following. Okay? One could suggest, well, maybe that's the Rambam Lashitoso. If you hold like the Teferis you saw, the whole Din is Drabonon, well, the Rambam doesn't count in his Sefer Mitzvahs things that are Drabonon. Whereas some of the Bahag does count certain Durabonans. So it works out perfectly. The Bahag and the Iranian who do count certain Durabonans in their Sefer HaMitzvahs.
613, they count certain
Durabonans? Yeah, so we're not going to that now, but yes. Okay, so it's some, not every Durabonan. Some Durabonans, yeah. But so according to, everything works out nicely, Shitoso. According to the Rambam, he doesn't count Melech as part of the Parsha here because it's only Durabonan. Therefore, he doesn't bring in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mashiach and the Bahag count some Durabonans. He counts this one also that the Melech should be.
It's not
but, yeah.
Sefer Mitzvahs is just an introduction to everything.
Right.
It's table contents. Don't put everything in table contents.
That's true.
But if there
were mitzvah on the Melech, he would have formulated it such, I would think. You know, he would formulate the Melech has to read it. Probably, I think so. Now, the fact of the matter is, we can't really say that, however, in the Rambam. It's a nice shot, but we can't really say it because the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam mentions also that Yeshua was a Melech. In fact, when he talks about appointing a Melech, that's the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, talks about how you have to have the Sanhedrin, a whole ceremony. And everything was done when Moshe appointed Yeshua. Well, that's the source for appointing a Melech. Mamela, Moshe held that Yeshua, the Rambam held that Yeshua was a Melech. So Mamela, Yeshua is the one being spoken to here, Tikra, and so on. The Tikra, who's he talking to, right? It says, Vayomer Vayikra Moshe Yeshua. Later on it says, Vayitzav Moshe, and so on. Tikra es haTorah
hazos. Okay. What about the three pesukim before that?
I'm saying about Yikra Moshe.
No, before that.
You mean there was a separation? Okay, you could argue.
It says, in such a time, in a certain day of the.
Right, but who's he talking? But who's he talking? Who's talking to Tikra? Who's the intended object? Okay, I mean you don't have to say it's Yeshua, but
so
anyway,
that's only one time.
Okay.
Or Yeshua's going to be there maybe, for many years, every seventh year, in the days of Yeshua. So.
Well,
everybody else.
Okay, so one second. Every subsequent Melech. So that's what I'm saying. The Rambam would be hard-pressed to say that he held the Melech was only Drabbanan, which was still stuck as to why he didn't mention it all in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So there is...
Right.
They should say. But
they're talking about the same thing.
Yeah. So that's what he's talking to. But anyway...
Because what if there is no Melech?
So
it's not
Tully. Yeah, but if someone has a dinner of Melech, at least, should have mentioned. So let's go back now to that Rashi in Sot on Mem Aleph, which the Tosfos Yontif had a problem with. The Sifrei that the Rashi refers to is not, as I said before, in the Parsha of Hakel. It is in the Parsha of Melech, and Shoftim, it's Piska Kuf Samach. And there it says, Mishnah says, there we mentioned Mishnah Torah Mishnah, right? He says, Ein Korim Biyom Hakel El Mishnah Torah Bavad. You only read on Hakel, the Mitzvah Hakel, the second day of Sukkah is Parsha of Chumash Dvarim. So one second.
Yeah, it's like
so
like we do, like you do.
with Dvaros. Shana Rabbah. Yeah. Different discussion. But anyway, so what's going on here with that? So the Tosfos Yontif said, what is Rashi talking about? Everybody's bothered by this. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos again of Sadia Gaon, or Ruchim Perlau, I say Tes Zayin, this is page Kuf Chaf Tes Amidalot, he says as follows. He says what the Sifrei means, what Rashi's referring to, is a fascinating Kiddush. He says, you know that there's a mitzvah upon the Kohen to write, upon the Melech rather, to write his own Sefer Torah, right? The Melech had to write his own. Says Ruchim Fishel Perlau, in explaining the Sifrei, it's a Kiddush, but it's very interesting. He says, the purpose of the king writing a Sefer Torah for himself. A tremendous chiddush, very interesting. He says, the purpose of a melech writing a Sefer Torah was to be able to read it. And he said, that's what Rashi understood from that Sifrei. Right? It's a, yeah. The goes with Torah, Shiela Melech Sefer Miuchad Lekach. Okay? It's a tremendous thing. But he quotes a Sifrei Zutras, a Psikta Zutras, so he has proof of this. Okay? I think it's an unbelievable thing. It's very interesting. The Hare Mavur, the Iker Mitzvah Zu Shechiva Torah Melech, Lito Sefer Torah, Loba, Elekdesh Yikor, Biom Hakel, the Hilchach, Kevin she'ein karin b'yom hakel mishatara ain't tzarich lichtov lo el mishatara. That's the whole question. What does the king have to write? So according to some, the king only has to write chumash dvarim because that's all he has to read at hakel. Okay, different problem. Okay,
let's say
it's like tefillin and tzitzit or mezuzah, whatever. Anyway, but that's the chiddush. Now with this, says the Ruchim Fishel Perlau, he says omiato now lefi zem and meila misbarim alnachon divar rabbeinu hagon. He explains of sadya gon. The mitzvahs hakel. Ikra Nemel Yisrael. He holds it. Abisadya Gon says he also doesn't count as a mitzvah on the Melech. There's a mitzvah on the Yisrael, the Jewish people, right, as a tzibur. Velo nischaivu klal sheikolem haMelech. Their mitzvahs to assemble. Shekain beparshas hakel lo nizkar Melech klal. Like we said, the word Melech never appears in the whole parsha hakel. Ela hakonim v'zikna edo. Ela de beparshas haMelech goli kro da'chov mutelas al haMelech sheikolem biyom hakel shechtol sefer. It's back in Shoftim, where the king is told to write a Sefer Torah. For what purpose? The way we're understanding it. To be able to read. That's how the king has to do it. Vizum mitzvah
HaMelech
Yilvavad.
Okay. Not even the whole Sefer
now,
Torah.
Right. What? Now, once we say that, that's Ad Kan Rabbi Yochanan Perlau. Once you say that, this is Rabbi Tzimenz Chiddush, in this Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech, he says, now we can understand why the Rambam here in the mitzvah of Hakel, mitzvah say Tazayin, and Sefer Mitzvah, didn't mention the Melech. Because you could apply this to the Rambam too. That's already under the Parshas HaMelech. The king had to write a Sefer Torah. It's not a din. The king reading is not a din in Hakel. You know what Hakel is? The people assembling. That's Hakel. The king reading, it's not the Rabbanon like the Tiferes Yisrael wanted to say. And it's not, well, Yoshua's a Melech. And no, it's learned from the Parsha of the Melech. So therefore, whatever would be included. Of course, it would have been nicer, it would have been smoother, if the Rambam and the Parsha of Melech would have mentioned this too. Okay, he didn't. But I think it's a very fascinating chiddush to explain to us why the Rambam, not the Rambam holds that the Melech doesn't have to read, and Melech could be the Raisa. Okay, even though the Rambam never says anything about that, that's the whole reason why the king had to write.
Yeah, somebody said, look at the pasuk.
Yeah.
It says there, pasuk tezayin, pasuk yud.
Where are you? Where are you?
In the parsha of the Melech.
Yeah. It's not the parsha pshat. Yeah.
Mishnah Torah.
Yeah, Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah.
For the Kohanim of Levim.
Right, so
that's not every 7 years or so.
That's
all you may chayiv.
Okay, that's how you learn, and I think that's your point.
He will learn to have yerushalayim.
I'm not arguing you. That's how you want to learn the psukim, and I'm with you. Okay, but he says, I'm just reading. Ruchim Perlau suggests kol yemei chayiv. I said it's a tremendous chiddush, but it's fascinating nonetheless. He says, and he says in that which it says. My dixiv v'chosalos mishnah Torah svirle hasam the high lomar shos komer shamelach mishanim parshas hakel. So it's kol yemei chayiv parshas hakel, and he quotes this psikta zutras. Okay, it's a different way to learn, but it'll solve this problem in terms of the Rambam. As the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't mention, he only mentioned the melech incidentally because it didn't. Okay, but still, just a different way to look at it. The problem is clearly okay. There is a mitzvah. I mean, again, the way the Rambam formed him, Tzivon Lahakil. Lahakil sounds like that's the Melech's job, to get everybody there. Maybe there's two dinim in the Melech. He's got to get everybody there. Mm-hmm. And then the reading is learned from somewhere else. But what's interesting is the Rambam doesn't speak, and then the Chinuch quotes this mitzvah too, about the, where does it come that people have to assemble? Okay, that's what Hakel means, but it means that somebody leads them. Okay, you can just say, it's like you were trying to say before, it's the verb is in that form, but it really means that everybody has to come and do it. But if that's the case, why didn't, again, we're stuck a little bit, why didn't the Rambam say that the mitzvah and all the tzibur to come? That was more like some of the Gonim wrote, but the Rambam didn't say that. It's a mitzvah on somebody else, lahakil. It doesn't say the way the Chinuch presented it. The Chinuch, or the way Rav Kafach reads the Rambam. He trains the Rambam differently. But we demonstrated the Rambam in several other places is like what we have in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Furthermore, it's further compounded by the fact that if you take a look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, famous Gemara in Kiddushin, it's talking about the women are exempt from mitzvahs esei shazman groma, time-bound mitzvahs. So Gemara in Kiddushin, lamed dalam and aleph. Kiddushin, lamed dalam and aleph. Okay. The Gemara says, "Uklalahu, is that a rule? Klalahu the chaf, not curse. Klalahu is klal. Is that a rule? Klalahu bitmiyah," says Rashi. "V'chi klal katzu the chol mitzvahs asei shazman grom and noshim
kuras."
Really? Is that a klal? Says the Gemara.
Okay, but
the Gemara is challenging it. Hare matzah. Okay. Okay, Rashi explains matzah. Women have to eat matzah. Simcha. What about simchas yontif? Okay, and hakel. The mitzvahs are sage on grama, the noshim chayavos. So obviously there are exceptions. Good, to the Gemara, there are exceptions. I'm not learning that sugya now. I'm saying, but the Gemara brings it up, and the Gemara answers, okay, each one has its own reason, and then, okay, whatever it is. But you see from that Gemara, what? That there's a mitzvah asay on every person to go. That's a pashup shot in that Gemara. To say that there's just a mitzvah lahak heel, like the Rambam says, a little difficult. We really had two problems with the Rambam. One, why he doesn't mention Melech, we had a suggested explanation for that. But now we have a second problem. I mean, it sounds a push-up shot like Mark Kedushin is the mitzvah to go, right? I mean, you know, on every individual, and even women. It says in the Pesukim, it says women. So we're a little bit stuck with that problem. So
right, if the king invites you, he makes
you better
a confirmation,
go.
And you don't show
go.
Up,
yeah.
You're invited to this mitzvah.
His mitzvah, yeah.
No, but
oh, this mitzvah.
Mitzvah, right.
Okay, maybe that's what it means. But sounds like there's a mitzvah if you go.
As quasi mitzvah. The
Chinuch's language.
You don't show up.
Right, the Chinuch says that. Right, but the Rambam doesn't. That's what I'm explaining the Rambam. So the Chinuch is fine. So this Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech of Tzemen suggests the following. He notes that there is the sugya in the beginning. I forgot to bring it up. Doesn't matter. The beginning of Masechet Chagiga, Dav Gimel and Aleph. Where the Gemara discusses, no, forget it.
Who's part of okay.
Rav? Well, who's part of from Aliyah Lerega? Right, who's part of Aliyah Lerega? So there, disorganized today. Okay, so so forget it.
So the Gemara there
learns someone who's a Shota and so on and so forth, or a Cheresh Shota Katan and so on and so forth, and the language of the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah. I'll even quote it here. On that Mishnah Chagiga, says the following: V'nemar b'mitzvahs hakel. By hakel, it says in the pesukim we read at the beginning of this year, l'man yishmon l'man yilmedun. L'madnu miriyah zu shebishana shminis l'chol riyah she'ena chovas shotem nei she'ena chalumot. Since it says the Gemara is trying to learn out who's potter, and the Mishnah discusses, you know, you walk whatever, but it speaks about gimel. It's a classic Gemara, really, about trying to define what is. What's a shota? What's a cherish nowadays, and so on. So the Gemara says that a shota is pata from the mitzvah riyah because it says by hakel l'mat yishmon l'an yirun. So listen with again can't learn. So listen with the language of the Rambam. L'madnu miriyah zu shebishana hashminis. This riyah of the eighth year. Sounds like the Rambam is saying Hakel is an extension of Re'iyah. The mitzvah of Hakel is an extension of the regular. Every year you have a mitzvah of Re'iyah, right?
Seventh year,
it's an expanded form of that mitzvah. It includes a whole ceremony with the king reading. Okay, listen to this language. L'madu miri'iyah zu shebishan hashmini is this riyah. L'chol riyah, you learn out all the other riyah. Because it doesn't say l'man yishmu l'man yimudu by riyah.
Right.
It says it by hakel. But the Gemara learns from hakel to riyah. And the Rambam understands it, that riyah teaches all all the other Riyah. What do you mean that Riyah? That's Hakel. The answer is because the Hakel, he says, is a form, so to speak, or it's a suggestion. One second.
You have a Hekesh. So mitzvah, not to say it's all one thing.
I understand. Right, but the Rambam didn't have to use the expression Riyah Zu Shebashana Shminis. That's the Riyah. It's not a Riyah from the Gemara. Okay, but it's a Riyah from the Rambam presents it. Okay? And the eighth year has this extra element, so to speak. And the truth of the matter is Tosis and Kedushin. Lama Dalam Beis, Tosis and Kedushin. Extension of that, so Gedim Asama Ano Amina, okay, also has a language. Let's find it here. Just a second, yeah. Shekin, normally Haik.
Which Gemara is that?
This is the same thing in Kedushin about women being obligated mitzvahs and so on. So he says, the Elo Ksiv Noshim Behakel, Havamina Adraba, Nela Freya de Hakel, Meolus Ria Liftor, okay. He has also lashon re'ia de hakel. We learn from re'ia de hakel. So it also sounds like Tosafot.
What's the difference between women and aliyah regel?
No, so women are part of aliyah regel. Right. But this extra, this
How do we know that?
No, so that's another hekesh. But Okay, but again, I'm not interested in the din of women and so on. I'm just trying to show you that Tosus also has a language re'ia de hakel, which also makes it sound like there is this inyan that that hakel is a subset of a larger mitzvah. And the truth of the matter is, that's the posh of pshat lepsukim. Come back to parshas Vayelech. Miketz Sheva Shanim, B'moed Shnasa Shmita, this posik Yud, B'chag HaSukkos Yud Aleph, B'vo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'os Es Pnei Hashem Aleph. I mean, the posik itself brings it together. You don't have to have all the flumbers out. Yeah, B'vo. When you come, exactly. So Mamela, now we can understand why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs didn't speak about a mitzvah on every individual to go. That's already on the Re'iyah. Now, it's true you need more because women, it's an expanded version. Okay, and that's the Hakil, he said. But the Rambam didn't want to bring, he says, again, it's a Pashto and a Pasuk like that, really. He says, so women are exempt only from the regular Re'iyah, but this super Re'iyah of the seventh year, of the eighth, you know, the year after the Shemitah year, that women have to go to.
And what happened? So he said, how did you just learn that?
I'm saying but the fact that it says Bevo Kol Yisrael Le'ra'os. Now he has a very interesting thing, which is more than we have time for right now. He brings a discussion of Brisker Rav that some of the Yerushalmi that seems to say that when we say women are pater from Re'iyah, they're pater from the carbon Re'iyah, but they still have to show up. Okay, so that is Brisker Rav wondered about it, and some of that's an interesting Fasemis, he quotes that, but not for now. It's a little too much for the time for. But in any event, Mamela comes out that according to this, he says, Hudasina Lahaki, Miyushav Makaradin, the Ika Mitzvah Latzibur Lovo, the Afal Pichin Lo Mona Osarama Mitzvah Hakel. Why? The Hardin Istabo Latzibur Lovo, the Kim Mitzvah Hakel, Medin Re'iyo, it's part of Re'iyo. Uchvor, Kumafurish Bekro, it's exactly like it says in the Pasuk, Vokal Yisrael Le'ros, and so on. That particular is an expanded version of Re'iyah. And Re'iyah, the Rambam talked about already, in a different mitzvah, that's what it's mentioned here. Okay, so what then is Hakel? What do you need? No, that's, you have to read the Parsha, which we said now was part of the Melech. Okay. Ula Hakel Kol Yisrael. You have to assemble all
the rest to come in the same day. Right.
Exactly. Re is all week. And that's the Lahakil. That's Lahakil that they assemble, the king's job, so to speak.
The mice
so, yes, it's an excellent question.
Yes, send out the
invitation, I suppose.
Send out emails. It's a good question. Provide buses. What does he have to do?
It's a good question. How do you determine how do you ultimately define the word Hakel Esam?
Right.
What do you do? I guess his presence there is itself enough. He shows up there. Okay.
He has to send the officers.
Yeah, but again, we don't have buses. Well, they're all there though. Everyone's there already. But I don't know. It's a good question. How would you define Hakel?
There's one category: Chayev and Hakel, not in the way you regel.
Women, yeah.
So is it a kid? Yeah,
baby.
Can't walk by himself.
Right.
Is part from Re'iyah.
But it's chayv and hakel.
Chayv to ride on his father's shoulders. Right.
I'm saying, but according to what we're saying here, and I think it's not like that, it's simple in the psukim, it's an expansion of the regular mitzvah. In any event, I just want to give you a lot to talk about with regard to the hakel. Yeah.
What's man is it?
Yeah. So again, I don't want to go into that. I'll just mention we saw
that the Rabbanut.
Yeah, it does it every year, every 70. So it makes sense because do people object? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Why should object? It says the Gadol Hador. It says like that. I mean, that's
President Ricklin's doing.
That's who does it, yeah. Different
so
places.
Because
a secular president or it's a secular that's government. Correct. It's let the chief rabbi be better than the chief rabbi. It's one of the Gadolim. Who's the Gadol? I was discussing my son. We were building the sukkah today. So he said, what about the mitzvah today? So I said, the Gadol Hador should read it. So he said, who's the Gadol Hador? Okay, I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm not getting involved in that question.
Isn't that the last 50 years? Yeah. The rabbi
I guess, I'm not sure what they do. I thought the president reads. I'm not sure. Maybe they have two different ceremonies. I don't know. But be that as it may, again, we said before that the Minchas Chinuch wondered, till the days of Shaul, so I mean, or Mistama today, he says that it means whether, or the Kohen Gadol will read, or so, Rosh Sanhedrin. Today, I don't know, today maybe it's only a Zecher.
Not a Greek.
That was in that same mission with Agrippas. Okay, anyway, just a little flavor about Hakel, which I said is Minyana Dioma. This particular Sukkah is the second day of Sukkah, not a night we mentioned before during the day. And, okay, we should all enjoy Sukkahs and, amen. And again, next Thursday night, Chalamon, I'm not here, but we'll resume after Yom Tov. Okay.
We should note that there was no 11 o'clock lights out.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.